Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Beis, and tonight we are learning Se'ifim Hei, Vav, and Zayin, I guess. That would be the plan. So we are up to Se'if Hei, I believe. Says the Shulchan Aruch, again, Reshut Zayinim Beis is today's page, so we're on Reshut Zayinim Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Bakol Osim Mechitza. You can make a Mechitza out of anything, out of any type of material. Bakelim Ubu Kafos, Bein Shal Erev Levad, Kigon Shal Chavolim, Shal Shasi Levad, Kigon Konim Ne'utzim Bekar. You could have mechitza made out of various utensils and vessels. You could have mechitzos that are only horizontal poles or only vertical poles. And you could have it enclose an area that's up to the size of a beis asayim, even for an individual in a yishuv, meaning in a populated area where it shouldn't be that hard to find normal fencing. You could still rely on this subpar fencing as long as it's up to a base sasayim, as long as you don't have more than three tefachim in between one rope and the other, because then it's not. Meaning, if you have ropes running vertically, running horizontally, or vertically for that matter, and there's more than three tefachim of space between them, so then they don't connect, and therefore it's not. You're not going to have lavud. Let's see the mishabura. Even though they're going to be removed after Shabbos because they're usable kelim, you're not going to leave them there forever, it still counts as a wall. Kigon shel chavalim amtuchim al yisedus hatkos ba'aretz, like ropes that are attached to posts, ad sasayim v'lo yoser, but it cannot enclose an area that's larger than beis sasayim, even if it's hukaf ledira, afilu mukaf ledor l'shtamisham, kivin shim mechitza grua, because these are subpar mechitzas. So we already learned about that normally you can have as large an area as you want if it's hukaf ledira, but if the types of mechitzas you're using are substandard, they're only shasir, they're only Erev, then you're not allowed to be makif an area that's Yosem Yibay Sasayim. Shasi below Erev, Erev below Shasi. Vayin lel Simen Shin Samach Be'er Halacha. And we discussed this back in Simen Shin Samach. Va'afilu liyachid b'yishuv. Ratzalomar afshe b'yishuv yachal asik b'malasuz mechitza tova. Even on the yishuv, he should be able to find materials to build a proper mechitza. Afilu lachim yaklinim ba'at b'yis asayim v'kol shkain k'shu b'bika. Then we're nevertheless going to be makel to utilize such a mechitza for an area up until the b'yis asayim. And kal v'chomer, if he's in an area where it's not easy to find building materials, we're going to be makel. B'vachalu ben chevel, we said as long as you don't have a three tefachim of space in between one rope and the other. So if you want to make a 10 tefachai mechitza, you can do so with only four ropes. In b'shlosha chavalim machzik avyon yoser mitefach, and v'im b'shlosha chavalim machzik avyon yoser mitefach, and if you have three ropes that the combined thickness of the ropes is more than a tefach, yachalasos mechitza alidei shlosha chavalim, then you can make a 10 tefach mechitza utilizing only three ropes. How so? The lowest rope is 2.99 tefachim off the ground. So it's just within three tefachim of the ground. And then 2.99 tefachim between rope number one and number two. And then you add the thickness of the ropes themselves, which are more than a tefach. So then, sorry, tefachim. Then you'll end up with a total of 10 tefachim from the floor to the top rope. And that's good enough. Uvein, right? Uvein, this is going on where we said uvein kanu l'chaver shlosh tefachim, or if it's poles in the ground. Uvein kanu l'chaver v'lo amrin b'zesh paritz meruba la'omed lavud kasasim damya. We don't say that this is called paritz meruba la'omed because lavud is as if it's totally closed off. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter va'afilu b'bali chayim u'bilvad shehu kvusim. You could even make a mechitza out of living animals as long as they're tied down. Va'afilu ba'anoshim shomdim ze itzel ze. Even if you have people that are standing within three tefachim of one another, even if they're moving, you have a bunch of people, arms around each other, in a circle, moving together, right? So inside where those people are is a rishus hayachid, because the people are creating a mechitza. The area inside there is a rishus hayachid. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds, has to be that none of them know that they're being used as a mechitza. If even one of them knows that they're being used as a mechitza, the whole thing is aser. V'afilim lo adim shosam mechitzas ata im karav adavar sheyedu kigon shosam eha mechitza pamachas lo yasam mechitza od. And even if right now they don't know, but if it's likely that they will know and that someone will chap, then you're not allowed to utilize them as a mechitza. Meaning like one time you use them as a mechitza and then you told them, oh, remember yesterday when I made you guys all stand in a circle, I was really utilizing you as a mechitza. So then you can't do it again next Shabbos, even if you're not going to tell them, because one of them is likely to figure it out. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Vav, Vachu Kfusim, by the Balei Chayim, they have to be tied down. Hainu Shu Kofsum Yibod Yom Manicha, Vaz Mutzal Tazalai Dizem Shabbos. You have to have tied it down before Shabbos. Vatam to be in Kfisa, and the reason it needs to be tied down, Echot Shlo Yivruchu, one that it shouldn't run away. Vagam Di Lavachi Yevsek Bin Cholo Shabin Raglea Behem Allah Aretz. And also, because if you don't tie it down, between the underneath the animal's body to the ground could be more than three tefachim. Aval kashi kafusa, but when it's tied down, shocheves begufa ala karka, it will lie its body down directly on the karka. Mari sheisha said tefachim begova af kashi shocheves, and it must be a very large animal that we're talking about. That even when its body is on the ground, it rises to 10 tefachim of height. So if an elephant is on the ground, it's still 10 tefachim high off the ground. If it's a dog, a small dog that's on the ground, then it's not going to be 10 tefachim off the ground. We said that people can generate a mechitza, and the area inside of them is Rosh Hashiachar. Don't show you mukafim my arberuchos that are surrounding an area from all four sides. Mechitza gemuri himoel safilu Rosh Hashiachar. It's a real mechitza. It works even in Rosh Hashiachar. Mayin lekaman siv zayin baga. Vehu adin the mechitza kazu havi hefsekli in the daber divrei Torah nagel makom sheinu naki. This is a mechitza that could be utilized in other contexts. Let's say you have a tzawa, you have something that's not clean, and you want to be able to learn. So set up a line of people, and they'll be your mechitza. Some poskim are samech on that, to sit during hakafos in the shul, because if you have enough of a circle of dancing around where the Sifrei Torah are, it's a human mechitza around where the Sifrei Torah are, and therefore you might be allowed to sit in that area. But you have to have a lot of people that are involved in the dancing to create a constant human mechitza, and none of the Sifrei Torah in the outer circle, right? All the Sifrei Torah would have to be in the inner circle. Lam tes v'u shelo yedu, but it has to be that they don't know. After b'mechitza kazu ein b'mishum binyan b'shabbos, even though there's no isra of bona Shabbos by making such a mechitza, it's still not a good thing if they know about it, because then they'll be mezalzel in Nisra Shabbos. Even b'dievet it's aser. We treat it like a mechitza that was made b'mezid. Lo yasem mehem, that this was going on where the Shulchan Aruch said that if you did it once, you shouldn't do it again. V'im adam acher rashi lasos mehem mechitza have a safek t'shem yargi. If someone else can ask them to make a mechitza, these guys were utilized by Reuven last Shabbos as a mechitza. Can Shimon now make them a mechitza this Shabbos? So that's a suffix. Even the following Shabbos, since it's very likely that they'll chap what you're using them for, so that's as if they're doing it ladas. This is not like in Sivav where initially we're not going to be choshesh that they're going to know about it. Afilu b'pamar rishon im lo haylo anashim kedei tzarcho v'amidun b'makom echad v'acharkach omelam sheyelchu v'hu holich b'neihem asr shekar v'davar sheyargishu. And even if it's the first time you're utilizing them, but if it's the kind of thing that they're gonna chap, meaning they know what you need, that you need to move something from one place to another, and you're telling them, wait, you stand there, I'm going to be in the middle, and that, meaning that they might chop, so then it's aser. That which we said, that even if they're walking, it's mutter, that's if they happen to be walking. But if you're telling them, okay, now go, and I'm, so then they're going to chop, and that's going to be aser. Or it's such a mass of people that when you're walking in the middle, no one will even realize that you're walking in the middle, that you're trying to be kavana walk in the middle. But if someone's going to chop, then it's going to be aser. Okay, sivvav. In bo mitchila shlo ledas, av bishachar kach hirgishu ein lachlish. If they initially came totally unsuspecting, even though afterwards they chop, you don't have to worry about the fact that they're going to chop afterwards, right? Meaning if you did it initially in a way where you didn't think they were going to chop, and initially they didn't, but eventually they caught on, it's still a valid mechitza. Siv zayin. Yesh mi shomer. Shol yam rosam adam shehu rotza lishtamish b'mechitza zo el yam rosam acher shalo ledaito. That there are those that say that the guy who wants to use this human mechitza should not be the one who sets it up. Someone else should be the one to set it up. Says Rama, vein lasos mechitza shal b'nei adam rak b'shas ha-tzorach b'shas ha-tzorach. And in general, we stay away from making human mechitzas. Vim shachach dover echad b'rishas rabim. Let's say you forgot something out of rishas rabim. Yoser adif l'holich sham tinoko she'evio adover b'lo mechitza menasos mechitza shal b'nei adam she'evio anu gadol. Better to have a kid schlep it home for you than to make a human mechitza and rely on that as a way to transport it back to your house. So let's see the Mishnah Brura, membe, shalo yamid osam, shekshem shetzorach shalo yedu anashim shemamidim osam l'mechitza, kach tzorach shalo yedu shemamidim b'shvilo b'shash shemamidim osam. That just like the people who are being used as mechitza should not be aware of it, the guy who it's being utilized for should also not be aware of it initially. But once all the people are already set up and you have a human mechitza, then it's okay that the guy who's using the mechitza realizes, because then he's going to use it. The Rashba disagrees with this din that you need to have someone else set up the people. The Rashba says the guy himself was going to use it. Could be mamadem. The only people that can't know are the people who are forming the mechitza. And that's what it sounds like from all the other posts. And that's what we really paskin. Laholich sham tinokas. So we said, if you left something in Rosh Hashanah and you need to bring it back home, better to get a kid to do it for you than to use a human mechitza. But that's only if the kid doesn't realize that the object he's bringing belongs to his dad. And he thinks he's doing it for himself. He thinks he found something in the Rosh Hashanah. So you left your gold watch in Rosh Hashanah, and the kid thinks, oh my gosh, a gold watch, and he picks it up and he runs home, then you could grab it from him and say, that's mine. But if he says, oh my God, that's daddy's gold watch, I better bring it home for him, then he's probably bringing it home for you. And you have to stop him from doing that. And you certainly can't bring him to that spot so that he will bring it. Doesn't have to be his father. It could be an object that belongs to anybody that the kid knows that he shouldn't be bringing it for that person. And even that heter, that if he's doing it for himself, that it's okay, that's only okay for other people to let him do it for himself. But his father cannot even let the kid do it for himself, because the father has an additional mitzvah of chinuch. So you need to be mechanech your kid not to carry on Shabbos. So there's one thing of mitzvah lafrisho, you have to stop a kid from doing an iser. That's only if he's doing it for you. But if he's doing it for himself, you don't have to stop him. But a father has to stop him because he has a mitzvah chinuch. V'afilu b'suri divrei sof from kumash kosa b'sum shim mem gimel. Even in the rabbanans v'kol shkin shalei lechenu shama kadei sheyavienu v'afilu einachem v'shalom. And certainly you shouldn't bring him there in order to do that. So to review what we learned tonight in Sifhei, we said that you can make a mechitza out of just about anything. If you make a subpar mechitza with only shasi or only erev, so it could only be up until a base asayim, but it could be even in a makam yishuv where you should have been able to find other things. And then we said that a behema could be a mechitza if it's tied down so that it doesn't run away and so that you don't have a gap of three tvachim. And then we spoke a lot about human mechitzas, that a human mechitza can work even if it's moving. There's a machlokas whether the guy who's going to use the mechitza is allowed to be aware that it's being made, but the people who are who are the mechitza cannot be aware, or there cannot even be a chashash that they might become aware that they're being used as a mechitza. And then the Rama says, our minhag is we avoid human mechitzas entirely, and if you left something better to bring, have a kid do it for you than to rely on a human mechitza. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into the real meat of Siman Shin Samach Beis with Siv Ches, Tes, and Yud, beginning of Yud, I don't know, we'll see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.